To you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Friday. My gosh, Friday already, October the 9th, 7 after 7 here in the morning.
Lots to cover.
KCNR 1460, 605-4567 is how you get a hold of us. And if you want to listen to us and chat at the same time, go to KCNR1460.com. Good morning.
Good morning. Lots to cover here this morning. But first, let's start with the weather so you hear what's going to be happening when you walk out the door. Currently 57 degrees. Today's going to be beautiful and clear and sunny with temperatures reaching around 89. Mostly clear tonight with 64. Saturday calls for high of 84. Partly cloudy on Saturday night with 60. And Sunday, beautiful and 85. Mostly clear with our temperatures around 63. So as we look through the forecast, Tuesday calls for about 90, but you're going to be looking for towards a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I told Carl, we've got to do some house cleaning now because, you know, when the weather changes. So it was like, guess what we're doing tomorrow, honey? Anyway, so I'm sure everybody's thinking about what they're going to be doing this weekend. This beautiful weather, you want to be outside.
Are you doing house cleaning, Eric?
No, I'm not.
Oh. So what are you doing this weekend then, Eric?
Well, I'm working tomorrow. And then,
well, that's true.
Yeah. I have no plans in the near future to do house cleaning. So you guys have fun with that.
We will. It feels
How
really
about good. The outside?
Nope,
not that either. See, it's not just me, is it?
Well, I probably put Carl into house cleaning about once, maybe twice a year. That's it. So I think that's pretty good, guys. I don't know about you, but I mean, we need to, you know, get those corners kind of cleaned out. Anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Where our customers are
warm friends,
locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. That brings us the weather each and every morning.
If it's Friday, it must be Haven Humane.
Oh, boy.
Today,
pet of the
we're
week.
With Captain Smith.
Yes.
It's morning.
Because Spencer is
Taking a day off.
Richly deserved.
Yes, yes.
Okay, you have the perfect dog.
I do, and I know that we say that every time we come here, but really and truly, Blakey is an awesome representative of a good dog community because her owner had to go into long-term care in a hospital, and this six-year-old darling is housebroken. She is good with dogs, good with cats, good with people, likes kids. She knows commands in English and in German because her owner was of German descent. So she's just an exciting little girl and very happy to be with you, people.
Yeah, she's a very happy dog. Like right now, she's curled up. Yeah. She's already, you know, has done her little licky. She's not a jumpy dog. You know, she like I said, she's well-mannered. And what we like is the fact that, you know, if you're looking for not just a puppy, but an animal that when you bring them home, they're right there. She's going to be happy to be loved and be part of she just loves already being here. She's relaxed and laying on the floor. You've been here, what, 5 minutes,
yes,
10 minutes?
Yes.
Really amazing.
Knows how to walk on a leash?
Absolutely.
Knows all of her commands in both German and English?
Yes. And the thing that is she's got all that going for her already, and she just needs someone to be with.
Spayed,
you know?
Everything. Yes. So she's 6 years old. So this type of dog will live for a long time.
Yes, absolutely.
So this may be somebody, if you're in, you know, maybe a little bit older, mm-hmm. but you're looking for a little companionship here, and this dog will love on you.
About 20 pounds?
Maybe a little less.
A little bit less.
And what kinds? What's the breed?
She's kind of a. They have her as a Min Pin cross. You know, there might be a little Chihuahua in there. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say, but she doesn't act like that. She's so outgoing and friendly with everybody. That means that her owner spent a lot of time socializing her. So she's. It's ready to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the best
you
dog
could go
you
down
have.
Today and pick her up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Come this morning
this
after 8:30.
Yeah, this is a great dog. Okay, now how do we get there?
We're at 7449 Eastside Road, down towards Anderson, off of 273. And she will be there after 8:30 because I got a couple other stops to make. Mm-hmm. And she is ready to be in someone's arms, I'm telling you.
Well, you are missing a chance. If you're looking for a pup or looking for a dog, not a puppy, this one's already – you don't have to even go through the
poop stage.
In your house. But she's not – she looks young and she acts young.
Yes.
And she's
mm-hmm.
she's alive and vibrant. Mm-hmm. So this is the
well
kind of
cared
dog.
For.
Well cared for.
Mm-hmm.
Well cared for.
Okay. And there's a good backstory on there. So just a quick one, too. You guys just had your Haven Humane fundraiser, and a shout-out to all of the people who came. Just had to turn people away again.
Exactly. We were sorry to have to do that. But, you know, unfortunately, when you have over 300 people coming, you have to draw the line somewhere. But we were so glad that everybody came. And Carl, of course, came and did the MC and did a awesome job doing that. We were so excited. We've got a lot to learn, of course. Like with anything, you got to grow and mm-hmm. learn, but we're excited.
You had so many people, and you had four different spots to get people in. I mean, you know,
yes.
And but yet so many people came. And I don't know how else to do that, because you had people, you had running there as fast as you can. You just, when you get a lot of people, you get a lot of people.
Exactly. And that's part of it. But, you know, everyone enjoyed themselves. Everybody was excited. The band was wonderful. We missed you, of course.
Oh,
we always miss
I
you
thought of
year.
You. Yes.
but we were so excited to have everyone there. And the cause was presented, and we had some great videos mm-hmm. and some great mm-hmm. efforts that we made, and it was a great event, and we were so happy to have the people in Reading and the surrounding areas participate and support the Humane Society.
It is, but you all deserve it.
Oh, thank
you. All deserve
you.
It. No, you really do. You deserve it. And then you have it's just that we have such great people around here, and Wind River being one of the people that is really great, you know, a great event center, and
yes.
they're very friendly, and they
yes.
they make it work. Service was good that night.
Yes.
It was just a fine night.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's just I just don't know where you could go to get bigger.
Well, we're going to stay there, at least as far as I know. And we did have a wall of wine, and we hadn't done that before. And it was so cool.
That was interesting.
We had sold out of the red wine, and because we had meat with the red with the dinner, and we had some other stuff as well. But it was just an awesome display, and everybody loved it. They just raved about it, so we're excited. We're so excited to start for next year already.
Right.
It is.
Good, great ideas.
A super, super event, and thanks to everybody that participated and supported it.
All right, our pet of the week. Thank you, Captain Smith.
You
and going down to Haven Humane, if you are looking for a darling, a new companion, ready to go, actually ready to go. It's almost like you've got the, you know, the car's broken in.
Or
the car's break has been broken in. You know what I mean?
That's right. You don't have to lose the initial $10,000 off
right.
when you drive it off the lot. Okay, thank you. Hey, you know what? This portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting, of course, is 50. I moved it up to 50 because I pulled a muscle in my neck. And being able to sleep it a little bit firmer.
What'd you think?
Has helped. Oh, no, it worked.
You said you slept well last night.
I slept well last night. Well, you know, I did. I always sleep well on Sleep Number.
And you were gone the night before when you had to stay in Sacramento because you're on that
California Highway Patrol Civilian Advisory Board. And I'm going to talk about that
right,
as we get
right.
back. Some of the problems facing our Highway Patrol are facing us right here in town.
But you were in a hotel mattress.
I was.
So when you come home to your Sleep Number mattress, it's a really big deal. I know I was gone for 4 days. I didn't sleep very well when I was gone. I thank God I'm so spoiled. If you could just travel, you know, strap that Sleep Number back.
Strap that little sleep number.
When you're traveling.
Right.
Yeah.
But Sleep Number with the Sleep IQ technology helps you sleep, helps you, you know, it gives you ideas on maybe some things. Like I used one of their ideas. It said, turn off your computer at 9 o'clock. If you're going to go to bed at 10, turn off your computer an hour beforehand.
Do you
have
that
option? I do now. And you know what? I go to sleep a lot easier.
Okay.
So that was a pretty good idea. So that and many, many other things that you can get on your Sleep Number bed. But first you have to go over to the Target Shopping Center, go into the Sleep Number store and see Brian or Janice or any other professionals there, because they are going to sell you a bed that is just exceptional. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? And right now, you can get the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology starting at only $1,099.98. Sounds like a lot, right? Not when it lasts forever. And that's what it seems like. And it's a great night's sleep. Right there at Sleep Number. Made in America. Best bed, as said by Consumer Reports. All of this at Sleep Number. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. I want to talk to you about when I was down at the California Highway Patrol at the Civilian Advisories Board about, or Citizens Advisory Board, about the things they're talking about there, the things that concern the Highway Patrol, also concern us here, including the body cams and what they're doing with body cams, that maybe we ought to take a step back and let them roll into this and see what they've learned and how they're going to do it and maybe save us money and spent time. We'll be right back.
There's nothing so sweet as the laughter of children, and yet statistics say 3,000 children a year are sold into child sex trafficking. Is this happening to our kids in Reading and surrounding areas? Sadly, the answer is yes. How can it be, and what can be done? On October 15th, there will be a Rotary-sponsored presentation at the Cascade Theater, and you need to attend. This rare appearance and presentation will be by Deepa Willingham. Mrs. Willingham is an international local expert who obtained her primary and secondary education under the stewardship of Mother Teresa. You'll learn how she's worked with at-risk children and educated them on the dangers of child sex trafficking. You have the opportunity to learn how you can make a difference. Write this date down, October 15th at the Cascade Theater. This is a great concern to all of us. Again, mark your calendars and please be at the Cascade Theater on October 15th. Be a part of spreading the awareness and let's keep the laughter in our children.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Reading's Electric Utility, REU, is celebrating 94 years and honoring Public Power Week October 4th through 10th. Reading is one of more than 2,000 communities that own, operate, and govern their electric utility. Public Power provides reliable, cost-competitive electricity to more than 48 million Americans. Did you know REU's low rates save Reading approximately $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate REU and Public Power Week. Visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:20 in the morning, and it's 57 degrees out there, going up to 87 to 89 today.
Guns N' Roses.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and a top cardiac hospital in the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the nation. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. What a place to go to if you're having a problem. Shasta Regional is the place to go. Shasta Regional is treating people well.
Well, good morning, everybody. 719 is currently 58 degrees in the downtown studios. We've got a lot of headlines to cover.
Oh, gosh.
But we also have some, a couple, you know, we promised that we're going to make, you know, reads. We do live reads to, like, for instance, the Shasta Gem and Mineral Society is going to have their first 61st annual Gem, Mineral, and Jewelry Show October 10th and 11th. That's going to be Sunday from 9 to 5 and a Saturday Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. So make sure that you know, of course, they're going to have gold and all that good stuff that you want to find out about. Also, the Bowl-a-thon, we want to remind you that's October 23rd. Join the Shasta County District Attorney's Office in striking out domestic violence in Shasta County. That's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. There's teams. Give them a call at 225-5220. That's going to be at Shasta Lane.
We have our team.
What's on your mind there? What's going on?
We have our team. You and me and two others.
Okay.
A lot of things. Okay, at the Citizens Advisory Board for the California Highway Patrol, they're putting out guidance to their officers, and they're in process. And this isn't just haphazardly. Is with all the things that are going on with the public. It's how to deal with the public. Think just simple things and attitude and how they perceive things and how you are perceived. And I think one of the takeaways on that was what they're getting across to the officers is this may be your 20th stop of the day, but it is may be the only time that person you stop may be the only time they ever interact with a highway patrol. And so that one time, your 20th stop of the day, polite, professional. It doesn't hurt to say good morning, good afternoon. I stopped you for, and you know, instead of being maybe abrupt. I found that really interesting. That this comes right from Farrell himself, Joe Farrell, the commissioner of the Highway Patrol, who is, by the way, you know, he came up through the ranks. Good guy, and he cares about his people, and he cares about the public. And so how can they, you know, respond better, and how can they be that person who doesn't ruin a person's day, even if they get a ticket? The other thing, too, they talked about was recruiting. And the same thing that I think the military is going through, will be going through, is recruiting millennials. It's tougher. They don't have this built-in sense of, yeah, I want to serve. They have this sense of, well, what's in it for me, in other words. And they'll start out with 14,000 people to get three classes of 110 students in each one. Out of that, 35 to 40% wash out of those classes. After a full year of looking at them and spending the money to get them there, 35 to 40%. And this, you know, this is not a secret, but and so I asked, well, what is the factor that gets most of them, you know, doesn't make it? And you know what it is? Guess what it is?
What?
Eric, have you have any idea what you think would be the main factor that drops people out of the academy? And this is a 27-week in-house academy.
I have no idea.
Driving. Unable to drive fast and to be able to do all the high-speed maneuvers it takes. Many of the people, a lot of the people that are recruiting now are coming into, that are requesting to come in or applying. Some of them actually haven't gotten their driver's licenses till they're like 20, because they live in cities. They use the green thing, so they don't drive. Unlike all of us who got our lessons at 15 and drove the back roads at high rates of speeds, you know, to train to be a highway patrolman, which we never applied for, but we trained. So I found that really interesting. There's a lot more things, but in recruiting, but that was one of the main factors that dropped them out of classes. Now, it's moving right on. Obama halts a $500 million program to train Syrian rebels. Why? Because after a year of this and spending millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, they managed to train less people that are in the studios right now. That's right, five people. There's five people in our office right now, maybe six. So we have more people in this office spaces this morning than they trained using in a $500 million program of Syrian rebels. At the same time that they called this off, the Russians are punching the rebels and ISIS, and Assad is attacking into the rebels. So I'm not sure what this means, except we tucked our tail between our legs and trotted off. not a good sign in Syria or the Middle East. Another accomplishment by the State Department under President Obama. Now, just in case you think this is just being aimed at Obama, no. The Republicans, clowns in town. There we go. McCarthy quits the race for Speaker of the House for a couple reasons. One, anybody that made such a stupid statement about Benghazi, you ought to really think about, do they have the capabilities of leading the party and be the Speaker of the House, because they're like third in line for a president. And when he made that stupid statement about Benghazi was being...
What was the statement?
Well, it was about, oh, if it wasn't for Benghazi, we wouldn't be pulling the poll numbers of Hillary Clinton down. Well, that's not why you did it, you jerk. You did it because she made mistakes and this government made mistakes and got our ambassador killed and other people killed, and you want to find out what happened. You could care less who was the, you know that it's pulling the poll numbers down. That's why.
Okay.
And he made that statement. And then he said, and then you've got this hard line of conservatives. You've got like 25 conservative congressmen, 25 or 30, these really hardcore guys. They were fighting him. Well, here's the problem. And he says this. He might have been able to be elected in this, but it was still a deeply divisive party. So he wanted to – he says, I'm taking myself out of this, and they need to elect somebody that can unite the GOP. Oh, you think? Or otherwise, we're going to have Hillary as our president for 8 more years. Can we take another 8 years of Obama on steroids or Obama light? Either one. It's going to be – you know, the GOP needs to get their act together and come in there and win not only the presidency, but you need to hold the House and the Senate so you can start fixing some of the things around here.
Well, they're looking at Paul Ryan right now.
You know what? I've got no problem with Paul Ryan.
I guess evidently the news was that John Boehner had called him a couple times and had some very heart-to-heart discussions with him.
I think Paul Ryan's a very, very bright guy.
Yeah, and they all say he's very well-liked in that he – came to Washington for the right reasons, about what he could do, not what he could be. Now, I really like that saying, what he could do, not what he could be. Now, speaking of somebody who is doing and is being, all on a positive note, we need to just all applaud one of our very own, Summer Chappelle, who was chosen as one of the contestants on The Voice. Now, we've been watching her since she was, 15? She did a show at the Cascade. She's been
on the show several times.
Absolutely. Well, she's been on our show several times. She just, recorded an album in Nashville. And, we know her parents very well. And her grandparents very well. And it's really wonderful that she paid homage to their grandparents, Bill and Kay.
She really did. She said, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. And they have almost lost their house, and keeping her and, going to Nashville and recording is, as you know, honey, is not an inexpensive.
No, you fly back and forth and people.
It's not inexpensive.
I mean, that's one of the reasons really for me, back in LA, you'd go on auditions and they'd say, you're on your way home. I was living in Sacramento and they'd say, you got a call back. I'd already driven 250 miles to get back and you're like, how do I get back? And so there's a head game. You're either all in. It's hard to be half in and half out. So you're going back and forth. And Bill and Kay Chappelle, you see Kay, she's on a store. She's just a powerhouse. And, of course, Bill is her supervisor. And so we're just so proud of the family. It just goes to show you hard work,
and
perseverance, faith. Yes, they were on. And Summer did Strawberry Wine. And she is now with one of my favorite women, who I think is just a total powerhouse.
Gwen Stefani.
That's who. And she had two chairs turned for her, and she chose Gwen, which I think
over
is fantastic.
Farrell. Over Farrell.
And so congratulations. That's something that we need to be proud of.
Absolutely. So big shout out there. Hey, we're going to have Owens Pharmacy is going to be with us when we get back, because there are a lot of good things that are going on in Owens Pharmacy here.
And we always like to be able to support and do a shout out for local business.
Local businesses here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. There was another shooting up in Flagstaff at Northern Arizona University.
God.
People go, and President Obama's on his way to Roseburg, where, of course, the shooting at Umpqua Community College was. The thing about this is that there's a lot of people just don't want him there politicizing the event. But here's one thing you need to know. The police are almost never there. It's not their fault. They're not supposed to be everywhere. You need to be able to protect yourself. And here's another spot where it was a gun-free zone, I'm sure. And so there's gun-free zones. That means that people that bring guns into that gun-free zone now become king. But it doesn't mean that you have to be unprotected. You can, if you meet the requirements and you take the class and you go through the background investigation, you too can be armed. You too can protect yourself. And is this important? If this is important to you, you need to call Northern Firearms Instruction at 999-1822. Check online at readingccw.com. Those concealed carry classes are filled all the time through Northern Firearms Instruction. Plus, they have an advanced class that's going to be October 25th that takes you from your concealed carry license to the next step up, where you can actually feel extremely comfortable in carrying and shooting and reloading and knowing everything you have to do when you're carrying a concealed firearm. All this, Northern Firearms Instruction. Again, 999-1822. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tired of sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor? Frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor? Upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week, Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buena Ventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
Momix is modern dance brought to a whole new level, and it's coming back to the Cascade Theater October 14th with a new show, Alchemia. Be transported to a fantasy world with spectacular dance, theater, illusion, riveting music, magical lighting, and fun with this wildly inventive modern dance troupe. Momix, October 14th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. It's currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you on this Friday? Can't believe it's the 9th of October. Hope you guys are planning a fabulous weekend, because it's going to be sunny this weekend, or today actually, with our highs of around 89, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 64. Saturday calls for 84, Saturday night around 60, and our Sunday will be a beautiful 85, mostly clear with 63. That's our weekend forecast here on KCNR 14. 1460. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry over there at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. If you're looking for great jewelry at very, very fair prices and quality jewelry, Four Winds Jewelry is where you need to go to. Leonard and his associates there have the finest quality jewelry of all kinds, and you can bring your jewelry in if you want to have it evaluated or just to look at. And Leonard will fix you up on that. Plus, they have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry. So if you've got a watch that needs repairing, you're going to end up there anyway. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4.
Now, with us in the studio this morning, we're going to be talking a lot of wonderful things about your local pharmacy, Owens Pharmacy, and there's some really good information that our next guests are here. Adam Wilson and Felicia Martini. Whose phone is on?
Nothing. I just turned on my
computer. Oh, you did? Again. Okay. All right.
It's a good reminder, though. I'm going to have to.
Busted. Anyway.
Just it came back on.
Good morning, Adam Wilson and Felicia Martini. How are you this morning?
We're doing great. Thanks.
Good morning.
Okay.
Right.
First of all, Felicia Martini.
Hi. How are you?
Isn't that cute?
You know what? I just have to say it again.
And beautiful.
Felicia,
Thank you
kind of look like Felicia Martini.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah.
Big smile and, okay, now is that
this is Felicia Martini reporting today at the, you have that kind of like, you should have that microphone up there like, you're doing
reporting from South Carolina where water is up over my head, but doesn't affect
me. But I'm still beautiful. Aren't I pretty? So, sorry. So tell us a little bit about who you are.
So I'm a pharmacy technician at Owens Healthcare. Been there for a few years. I have two children, two toddlers. Married.
Wow.
Yeah. Good family. We are just starting the Medicare open enrollment program for the senior citizens turning 65 within the next 3 months or have turned 65 within the last 3 months. So we just want to offer them a free program to pick a Medicare Part D plan, and there's a lot of things that they may not know about the program, so that's kind of what we're offering from Owens.
So we're here, of course, with Adam Wilson, but Adam, what is Medicare Part D?
Well, first, just so you point out, I'm pretty good looking, too.
You guys are.
I'll talk
okay.
about Felicia.
You
I
are.
Know
kind you of know hurts. What? And you've produced four boys, from what I understand.
That is true. That's
yeah,
true.
So.
And I'm extremely pretty.
Yeah.
So.
The only thing I can say is
your
yes,
wife likes
but,
you.
But we didn't want to put a lot of pressure on you, you know, because then you start getting phone calls and all these
that's
things.
True.
And
people free marriage proposals.
They come in. They want to look, where's Adam? You know, and then you have to explain it.
Yeah.
So Medicare Part D, a lot of seniors know what this is. It's basically the drug coverage part of Medicare. So there's several different parts. This is the drug coverage part. And so if you go into a pharmacy and you're over 65, you're going to have Medicare Part D. And the interesting thing about this program is it started a few years ago or a number of years ago, and it's very difficult to understand for your typical person. In fact, I think on Good Morning America there was four people with doctorates, and they were trying to figure out when it first came out, and they couldn't figure it out. It was very hard to do. So our poor seniors in our community get these ridiculous amounts of mail and information and trying to get people to sign up. You'll see them sometimes go into big box stores and they'll have just a booth that they'll be selling one particular plan. Just so you know, we don't represent any plans. We don't sell a single plan. What our job is as Owens is to help our patients and people that are not our patients to get signed up for this program.
Okay, so what's interesting is that what I'm hearing you say, and I hope for our listeners, because we do have several seniors, if I'm one, that you, if you can't understand it, come on into Owens and they'll explain it.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
We actually go through the whole thing with you. And once again, we're not trying to sell you something.
You have no dog in the fight here.
There's no dog in the fight.
All you want to do is say, okay, here's your options. We understand it. Mm-hmm. And Felicia will either explain it or Adam. Somebody's going to explain the program to you. Let you choose. And then they're going to be able to ask you questions about it.
Yeah.
And it's always, well, what do you think? Well, these are the strengths of this one. These are the strengths of this program, blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is you have to have it.
Yeah.
And so you need to have it. And then if this is for your on your own program, not only will you explain all the programs, but then you can take care of it too.
Yeah, and there's a lot. There's you'd be amazed how much there's actually signed up. And the problem is you'll go into a like a kiosk somewhere where they are signing people up. Well, they're only signing up for that one program that they sell. And we represent every one of them. We'll get you signed up for the very cheapest for the drug cost.
Well, and it's the one that's right for you, too.
Yeah, because
it
absolutely.
May not absolutely be the cheapest, but it's the one that's right for you. And that's what I've always admired about Owens, is that you guys, the company itself cares about the community, and it cares about the people that come in there. It's, you know, and I can give as an example, there's people in line, and I know you walk up, and you're talking to them, and all of a sudden they get a, you know, they've got a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
In there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just, but it's that kind of family thing that you do that brings people there, that makes you, that you trust the people you're dealing with. Because when it comes, especially prescription drugs and what's going on with these things, because once you do get messed up in these, you're messed up forever.
It's like legalities. You start to get weirded out as if, you know, these weird things that come in the mail that you think you're in trouble, but it's not. It's some kind of fake whatever. And you really kind of go, you can go into a tailspin because you don't know what to, you don't know what these terms mean.
Yeah.
So that's, there's a beautiful thing. And again, that is an outreach that I think that Owens is doing, just like the MedSync. I'm not sure in any place else that does that, but I know I recently just signed up for the MedSync and changed my pharmacy to Owens because I really like the inclusive feeling of it. Now, Felicity, I would like to ask you,
Felicia,
we've seen now he's already called you Felicity.
I
just want our listeners to know that she's got movie star beauty. She's just, I'm looking at her features and going, she's perfect. She's beautiful. I hope I'm not making you feel shy about that, but it's true. I'm sure. I'm
trying to make her feel uncomfortable.
No, she's very comfortable in her skin. You can tell. So, Felicia, how did you get involved with Adams? I mean, with Owens.
She did not get involved with Adams. It's definitely Owens.
With Adams Apple. No, I mean with Owens, please.
I actually went and attended the Institute of Technology here in Reading, and I did their course there, and then I interviewed with Owens Healthcare right after I graduated from there. So, and then I've been with them ever since.
What brought you into the pharmacy tech?
Well, I'm originally from Modesto area, and I came up here to kind of start over, I guess. And the pharmacy just really reached out to me. It's a, you can help people, you can, you know, bring them that smile every day that makes them feel good. You never know what they're going through. You never know what's on the back end, and sometimes that just really makes a difference in people's lives.
The person that you deal with, the 50th person, I was just talking about this with, you know, the highway patrol is talking to their officers about this. The 50th person you deal with is the first time maybe that they've dealt with Owens. And if your smile is there and you're there to help them, that makes a huge, huge impact on people, as opposed to being maybe, you know, I'm tired and, guys, I've had crazy people here all day.
Right.
So what's your problem? You know, instead of being like that. And that's one of the things that you all offer. Linda went down the other day for a prescription. And there'd been a mix-up, not on your end, but on another end. But they called her and chased her down to make sure that everything was done right.
Mm-hmm.
They took that extra steps there. So that kind of attitude goes a long way.
Right.
So
I agree.
Congratulations.
Okay, so I'm reading here, the wrong Medicare drug plan could cost you hundreds. And you have here the window. Call today. The window for change is short.
Yeah, it's actually coming up here on the 15th. You can change. You can start changing your plans. So these are people that have plans too. They change all the time. So October 15th to the 7th of December.
No,
we're saying getting closer.
Sorry. That's why I keep going. Come in.
It's like telling me to come over and see him. I don't know what that was.
That's that face for radio. Okay.
It's October 7th or 15th going to December 7th. So you have time to change then if you have a plan. The plans change every year, guys. The formularies change. Everything changes. The money part changes. So this would be someone you're going to want to talk to.
Everything changes every year. You know,
every year.
I just got something from the government for education, and it said you have to make this decision. When you make this decision, it's irrevocable for the rest of your life. And it's like, well, that doesn't seem fair.
That's a little scary.
But it is scary. But what's even worse is something to make a decision. And it changes all the time, each year. And that if it was good, the plan you're on this year may not be the plan for next year. Is that right?
That's correct. And also I wanted to point out that You may or may not have another health condition or something that you've experienced within the last year. And sometimes those medications that used to be covered on your plan from last year may not be covered this year. So each plan that I'm going to help the patient with is going to be specific to their medication list. So it's not just a generic, it's individualized. It's going to be completely for what they're on right at this moment.
Where can people come see you?
We're actually going to be located at the Court Street location, but if you want to get a hold of us, you can call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and they'll transfer you to my extension, and I'll be able to set up a one-on-one appointment with them.
Okay, so when Dave comes down there, because he's elderly. And he,
what should
he bring?
Still
what should he bring? With
sexy
him?
Senior.
That's a good question. We definitely need your Medicare, red, white, and blue card. And we need to also, if you have your Medicare D, if you're already enrolled with it, you can bring that one as well. And if you're not an Owens patient, please bring your either list of medications or your prescription bottles from another pharmacy so I can plug in, even if it's, you use mail order for certain prescriptions at this time, anything like that, bring every medication that you're on at this time so I can plug it all in and give you the correct pricing.
Wow. Okay.
So you need to bring you need to bring stuff, but call you first if you're not sure.
Right.
Which is the big thing to do, so they can tell you. So Felicia can tell you, or your experts can tell you what to bring so you don't have to make several trips.
Exactly.
And then, because once you're dialed into Owens, you never have to come back.
Right.
Right.
You just send it to them. So you just deliver it to them.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we have more with, really something that's very important, and I think if you snooze, you lose. We don't really realize how things are changing, and that's happening especially with your medication and how things are being handled. So we're really excited about our guest here from Owens Pharmacy. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
The trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides a training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trades. According to the United States Department of Labor, electricians will be one of the top 20 fastest-growing occupations over the next decade. The trade school offers an electrical trainee program accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The program has been an industry leader for over 10 years and is authorized by the state of California. The electrical trainee program is now accepting applications. This program offers evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. This program provides hands-on training and graduates finish at the journeyman level. You're one of the few state-registered electrical trainees who are legal to work in Northern California. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Don't wait. Enroll now. To learn more about the electrical trainee program at the trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange, call 222-1917 or email training@shastabe.com.
Electrical orientation and registration is October 29th. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Reading's Electric Utility, REU, is celebrating 94 years and honoring Public Power Week October 4th through 10th. Reading is one of more than 2,000 communities that own, operate, and govern their electric utility. Public Power provides reliable, cost-competitive electricity to more than 48 million Americans. Did you know REU's low rates save Reading approximately $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate REU and Public Power Week. Visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs,
and great information. That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it is 12 minutes until 8 o'clock today. At 8 o'clock, we're going to have Mark Barron on. It appears that the State of Jefferson movement is getting more and more
people
counties
getting ticked off.
Are getting signed up. But I think a lot of it is like you're seeing in our national government, and it's starting in the state, and you're starting to see it down, is a frustration with government, period. This portion of our show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business, and does what no other business can do, and it offers full guarantees on everything they do for years afterwards. So it's not just like 30 days. This is for, if that crack comes back or that chip gets bigger, you come on back, I'll fix it. From chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it for you. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We're here with Adam Wilson and Felicia Martini of Owens Owens Pharmacy. And you know what?
Owens Healthcare.
And healthcare. You're right. It's more than just mm-hmm. a pharmacy. It's healthcare. It's the full enchilada, as we say, from Modesto. Owens, can you give us like a one-minute soundbite on Owens?
Yeah.
Local.
Yeah, we've been around for over like 55 years. The great thing about Owens is that we do a lot of different things. It's not just pharmacy. If they say Owens, it's about pharmacy. They usually think that. But mm-hmm. we also do some other stuff that's pretty cool. One of them is called a compounding pharmacy, where we actually customize medications.
I use them.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. People think that one drug fits everybody. We're all different. And mm-hmm. a lot of doctors will write for these customized type prescriptions. Mm-hmm. We even do stuff for veterinarians and dogs. And
oh, cool.
And, a lot of hormone replacement, a lot of pain creams
right.
and stuff like that, which you would think. You know, you would think that kind of stuff wouldn't work, but it really does. We have a lot of people that
do. We
are
have like
it.
A separate area for
no. I'm
dogs
telling
and
you
people.
Right now, it's interesting.
Yeah, there's two different halls.
Two different halls. I'm just wondering because I've been feeling a little scratchy lately.
Nice.
My coat seems to be a little.
No, it just
yeah,
okay.
It doesn't look good.
I know that sounds funny, but it's true because there's a lot of things I think within plants and within medicinal things that are also used in veterinarian care. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's just, you can say, well, I think but anyway, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's
the
pretty,
compound pharmacy.
Yeah, they even make stuff that's not available. For a while there, thyroid was an issue, and you couldn't get it on the market for a long time, and we made it. So
yeah. Wow.
It,
hey,
so.
By the way, Seth says to say hello.
Oh, nice. Well, hello, Seth.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a chat pack every day.
Nice.
Our little coffee clatch group, we love that. Infusion services.
Yes, that's where we take, they do a lot of different things. But anything that has to be with the needle going in, and you can do antibiotics that way. They do enteral feedings. They can do a whole bunch of stuff.
This is just more than just walking in and getting a pill popped.
Yeah.
It's designer hormones that the doctor has said.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
y'all will put it together.
Yep.
And like you said, it's one and things for pain.
Yeah,
they have like topical things, so you're not taking it through your saliva or your mouth. It's topical, and so maybe something for you to be looking at, Carl.
Yeah, I'm looking at my
neck.
My neck. For some reason, 3 weeks ago, I woke up and my neck said, "No, you're not turning this way today."
Yeah.
And I mean, I've never had that problem before, but it just said, "Nope, nope, 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 nothing to the right today." You know,
a topical is safer in many cases.
Yeah, it doesn't go through the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about like overdosing on a pain cream. You just
right.
it just doesn't happen.
So. Pain cream. I love it.
Yeah, unless you lick it.
Yeah.
So you have
you
can lick it. Infusion services. Now, a medical equipment. It's the largest. You walk in and you got everything. From the Zoil, I almost bought stock in those, by the way, the Z-Coil shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have your, every kind of possible wheelchair and push out of the chair. You said your mom.
Okay.
That saved your mom's life.
The first time I saw that, it was my mother had one. And I sat
what
in the chair.
What are they called?
Lift chairs.
It's lift chairs.
Yeah.
And I sat in the chair, and she said, just push that button. So you push that button, and it lifts you straight back. And then it kind of pushes you forward.
Yeah.
And I went. Oh,
so wonderful if you can't get up.
But if you have like knee problems or something like that and you sit there where you're comfortable, that sometimes can be a problem getting up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of the things, too, is that with Owens Healthcare, is that y'all have been around a long time. And I think it's really good to come in and talk about all the different things you do, because people kind of like, oh, yeah. You know, it's like you're there. You've been there. Yeah, oh, yeah, you know, good service and all this. But you don't realize all of the things that you do. All the services you offer are public here and your customers, which are more than just customers. I know it sounds like we're sitting here being cheerleaders for them, but it's because we use them and we believe in what they're doing and how they're helping our community.
Free delivery.
We have free delivery either via mail or via our vehicles. You've seen our cars driving around. A lot of people like mail because it just comes to their mailbox and they don't have to worry about waiting for the driver to come. But we have that. There's also a program called MedSync. And you've probably heard about this before. I think we talked about this before on the radio.
Oh, well, we used to talk about it a lot.
It's fantastic. And everybody knows if you have five or even a couple of medications, trying to remember to refill those and getting them. So what the MedSync program does is it syncs all your medications. So let's say you're taking 10. And it takes all those and puts them all on the same day. And so you get them once a month, just so you don't have to keep remembering what days you filled that last on. It syncs them all up. The first time, we have a gal that works with you and gets all the medications on one day, and that's when you pick them up. And it's just great. And it really makes a big difference for a lot of seniors. The program actually increases adherence, and doctors like it because their patients get better.
Great.
Well, it does, because you don't have to worry about it. And I know, as my father at the toward the end of his life had a shoebox, you know, filled with medicines that he was taking, and that's a completely different story. But here's the other thing, too, is that people don't realize, is that your pharmacist is that last line of defense. Because my father had this shoebox full of medicines, and he had like three doctors. I do not believe that they all knew everything he was taking.
Right.
But his pharmacist did, and because he had the same pharmacist. And this is what you all
not
are.
Not here in Reading.
It wasn't here. But this is that final line of defense there. That pharmacist or pharmacist technician, you see things that aren't right. You know what those prescriptions are. Mm-hmm. If it's not right, red flag goes up.
Yeah. We stop stuff all the time where there'll be multiple medications for the same thing. And we'll say, nope, you're already on this. And then the pharmacist will talk to you about it and make sure that you're not taking double the amount of stuff. That can really cause problems if you do.
And a couple other things. You've been voted best of the North State.
Best of the North State. This 8 years in a row.
That's just fantastic. So as you should be.
Yeah. We talked about how pretty we are. I don't know if you guys want to go over that out, but we are very proud of that.
But prove it.
We really try hard to do a good job out there.
Frankly, I don't care how pretty you are as long as I get the right pill, right?
Yeah, right.
And there you go. And Felicia goes, that's right. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, and have you caught things before, Felicia, when you see it? And you
absolutely.
See it and you go, and I mean, you go, why would they be given this person this one when I know that they're taking this?
Right. Yeah, it happens all the time.
And so what do y'all do then? Call a doctor?
You do. You first give it to the pharmacist, and he goes over it, and he examines the profile, and then he calls and follows up with the physician or multiple physicians if they have multiple physicians.
And you just
They get to the bottom line, and they figure out what they need to do to make sure that this patient is being compliant with their medications and they're not having these side effects or, you know, things that they're just not understanding. And that's what the pharmacist does and consults the patient, talks to them.
Good. Okay.
And also, you know, I've gone into your site here, and I love this because we believe this as well. At Owens, you support local business, which means that you use local businesses.
As much as possible, yeah. It's a big deal for the owner of our company, John, to make sure that we use some local places because we're local. You know, mm-hmm. we're not a big chain store. Mm-hmm. We're a relatively small company. But anytime we spend money, we, in fact, even from buying doctor's lunches and stuff like that on occasion, if we're doing an in-service at a doctor, he asks us to use, you know, local businesses for that. So
yeah, local businesses not owned by corporations from out of states mm-hmm. and all that kind of things there. And but we got like 2 minutes. I shouldn't say last thoughts, but things you want people to take away with right now. The Medicare.
Yeah, the Medicare Part D especially, because we're right there. The time is now to give a call.
How late? I mean, it's this month, right?
It
expires?
Starts the 15th. This is the only time that the U.S. government allows you to change your plan.
Okay.
So it's the 15th of this month to December 7th.
All right.
You can call any Owens or you can call 1-800-MY-OWENS and they'll get you to Felicia.
All right. It's 1-800-MY-OWENS.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not know, something for you to be thinking about, people who are listening this morning. Check out your services. See if they are going to change. It's really important. It may happen overnight, and you're not expecting it. So be prepared.
Even if you're happy with what you have right now, it's probably going to change. So every year we get people come in and they say, "Oh, it's not covered anymore." It's because the plan has changed on them. And we can look at those. We know what's coming up, and we can look and see if you're the best one.
And they change these plans. You know, it's pretty whimsical how they do things like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's a business. They're trying to make money. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. And, yeah. Well, you know what? That's the bottom line. So they need somebody that's kind of there to help you.
Yep.
And plus, you can say after you look at everything how much it's going to cost when you go through the new plans and figuring it out. People need to know that as they budget.
Right, exactly. A lot of people are on a fixed income, so it's very important. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're here with Adam Wilson and Felicia Martini from
Thanks
Owens
so
Healthcare.
Much.
Thanks so much
Thanks,
for sharing
guys.
This
Thank
with us because
us.
It's an important time. We want to bring this up again to maybe, you know, every month to talk about how important it is to get this done because it could have a severe impact, especially on people with fixed incomes. All right. Thank you
Glad
very much.
Glad you came in Thanks. Today. Thank you so much.
As soon as the news is over, we have Mark Baird coming in to talk about things that are going on in the state of Jefferson. It's 8 o'clock. KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. President Obama will face some resentment among local residents when he pays a visit to Roseburg, Oregon this afternoon.
Immediately after last week's deadly shooting at a community college, President Obama said he intended to politicize the Roseburg attack to put pressure on Congress to adopt gun restrictions. It was a statement that infuriated many local residents who firmly oppose stricter gun laws. Protests are planned during the president's visit, which the White House insists will not be political.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, officials at Northern Arizona University say a suspected shooter is in custody after one person was killed and three others wounded. Student Maria Gonzalez heard those shots. At first, she thought they were fireworks.
I was studying for an exam, so I look out the window and I just see people running, and that's when I realized they weren't fireworks. They're actually gunshots.
The shooting took place very early this morning, about 1:30 a.m. local time, in a dorm parking lot. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is confirming the U.S. has indications that four Russian cruise missiles went off course and crashed into Iran instead of Syria.
For the Russians to have done that without giving any warning is a further indication that they're not thinking through the consequences of their conduct.
Cheaper oil and less demand for autos and machinery weighed on wholesalers in August as their inventories edged up just slightly while sales were down.
The Commerce Department says wholesale stockpiles edged up 0.1% while sales declined 1%. Sales have fallen 4.7% in the past 12 months. Inventories, meanwhile, have risen by 4.1%. Falling oil prices account for much of the declining sales. Oil inventories plummeted 4.6% in August and 36.6% over the past 12 months.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the major indexes are doing well on Wall Street in early trading. The Dow is up 55 points. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
FBI Director James Comey says cybersecurity is one of his major concerns when it comes to protecting the homeland.
Director Comey says outlets such as Twitter have become effective tools to crowdsource terrorism.
And so ISIL started investing in this in the middle of 2014, and earlier this year we saw the payoff on that investment. in hundreds of investigations in all 50 states of people who are on some path between consuming this poison and responding to it by either traveling to the so-called caliphate or killing where they are.
Comey tells senators when ISIS snags recruits, it moves them off of Twitter to an encrypted mobile messaging app and out of view of U.S. authorities. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Police say two people have been cited after illegally landing a drone near the White House. The U.S. Park Police says that the drone operators were on the Washington Monument grounds overnight, and the drone landed and may have crashed across Constitution Avenue. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A windshield wiper problem is prompting GM to recall thousands of SUVs. Correspondent Ron DeRockstra has more.
The automaker says an electrical short could cause the wiper motor to catch fire and wants to repair nearly 32,000 2016 Buick Enclave, Chevy Traverse, and GMC Arcadia SUVs. The problem was discovered when a wiper motor overheated at a factory near Lansing, Michigan, where the SUVs are made. No fires have been reported outside the plant. GM says if weather stops owners from taking their SUVs to dealers, it will pick up the vehicles for service and will arrange for rental cars if parts aren't available.
That's Ron DeRockstra reporting. Parts of Alaska are bracing for heavy rains and strong winds from the remnants of Hurricane Ojo. Tropical storm conditions expected to combine with a low-pressure system, and that will bring potentially 2 to 6 inches of rain to southeast Alaska throughout the day today. More of these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Good morning. It's Friday, the 9th of October. It's 5 after 8 in the morning here. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If you want to hop into our chat room like Philip Smith and Craig and Rally Sally and Sonny and many others.
All of our loyal listeners. Thank you so much. Well, good morning. It's 62 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a beautiful day, sunny, with our temperatures around 89, mostly clear tonight with 64. Saturday's forecast calls for 84 with a partially cloudy evening at 60. Sunday, 85 with a low of 63. Our beautiful weekend. On Sunday, remember, we are going to be doing live jazz Sunday from 11 to 1 at View. It'll be wonderful. Bernie Baker on guitar, Bruce Kalen on stand-up bass. I'm going to be singing some of our favorite jazz standards, so come and join us. That's at View 202 and on the deck from 11 to 1. Beautiful day on Sunday, and let's not forget that our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They're locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business for well over 20 years. A veteran-owned business is Alliance Heating and Air. And this is the perfect time to have that heater looked at, those filters cleaned. It's been your system's been running during the summer, you know, if the air conditioning, if you've got an HVAC system. But if you haven't been using your heater since last year, now's the time to get everything working before it gets cold. And give them a call at 221-2642. Any type of heating or cooling systems Martin and his people can fix, work on. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. If you need a new system, call him. He can give you the best prices in town on putting a great system in and take care of all of it for you. Alliance Heating and Air. All right, let's go to the phones here. We have Mark Baird on. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You know what? There seems to be the movement for self-government seems to have taken another big step forward.
Yeah, it really has. Trinity County is now in the state of Jefferson based on signatures alone, and we announced that to their board last Tuesday before last in public comment. So they had been dithering with this issue for a year now almost, and so the committee chairman, Richard Steele, and Rob Oakley, and I went into their board in public comment and said, The people have spoken. We have enough signatures to include Trinity County with or without your participation. If you want to participate in the future, you can, but it doesn't matter whether you do or not. It doesn't matter what you vote on or what you don't vote on, because Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution says all political power is inherent in the people. Government is instituted for their protection, security, and benefit, and they have the right to alter or reform it when the public good may require. And we thank them very much and walk back out the door. And now Sierra County is in on signatures alone because their board was dithering and would never take up the issue. And Tom Doda and their committee and Terry Raposa and Sally went into their board meeting last Tuesday and announced that the people have spoken and Sierra County is in.
Okay, explain this to people, Mark. So if the Board of Supervisors, who are the ones that can make a vote on this, won't vote or they don't want to bring it up, but if you get a majority of the voters in the county, they can make that decision.
Yeah. Well, like I said, all political power, not some of it, not what the government wants to let us have, not what the Board of Supervisors will look down upon and bestow us with. All political power is inherent in the people. People created government, not the other way around. The creators are more important than their creation, the government. So if 51% of the voters want to be in the state of Jefferson, then they are in, and it doesn't matter what the Board of Supervisors does or says.
Okay, so the county of Shasta, which is probably the most populous county around that you're dealing with, is the Board of Supervisors won't listen to it, won't bring it up to a vote. How are you doing in Shasta County?
Well, actually, that's quite an amazing story. The committee in Shasta County is absolutely beyond belief, filled with excellent leaders and great people who want liberty and want to return to a constitutional republic. And they have pretty close to, I don't know the exact amount, but it's approaching 20,000 signatures. 20,000 signatures. Shasta County will be in the state of Jefferson. It's just a matter of them gathering a few remaining signatures, and we will make that announcement to the Shasta County Board.
Okay, now, somebody in our chat room here has said you don't have to be a voter. You just have to live in the county to sign
this.
You've
got to be a citizen.
Just a citizen, right.
Article 4 of the Constitution guarantees us a Republican form of government, a representative form of government. We have no direct access to representation in the North State within the California legislature. So if you are a citizen of Shasta County and you want liberty, sign a support statement, because we don't need a petition. We're not asking government's permission to do anything. We're telling them how the cow ate the cabbage, so to speak. So we don't need petition quality. We don't need a petition. We're not doing an initiative. We are simply gathering the majority of support from the citizens of Shasta County, and we will announce to government, because all political power is inherent in the people, we will announce to the government what the people are going to do.
So how many signatures, and probably somebody that's in the chat room probably knows this, how many signatures have to be obtained from Shasta County?
You know, I think we need somewhere near 26,000 in Shasta County, or something like that.
I thought Shasta County had like 190,000 people in it.
Not very many people show up when there's an election, apparently. And that's how we got ourselves into this situation to begin with.
Okay. But if it takes 51% of the citizens of that county...
Well, 51%, we're using a number that equals 51% of the people that voted in the last governor's election, because if they're the only ones that aren't too lazy to get off their butts and say what they want in the world, then that's the number we're shooting for to tell the government what we want.
I see. So you're using it from the people that voted in the last election then?
That's correct.
Okay. Because if it was 27,000 or something like that, I was thinking there's a lot more people than that. You're going to need like 60,000, 65,000 for that. Yeah. Or even more than that, you need like 90,000 for Shasta County for signature.
But there are an awful lot of people who are so apathetic about the government that rules over them that they're quite content to be slaves of the government, and those people we're not going to concern ourselves with. We concern ourselves with the people who want liberty enough to vote in an election and get off the couch and at least show up.
That makes sense to me. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Mark Baird, spokesman for the State of Jefferson movement that is not just here in California, but it appears to be sweeping through the United States. All of it based on representation in a rural versus urban, wealthy versus farmers. All these type of things seems to be not just in the state of California, but in different states throughout the nation. Well, we'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, another veteran-owned business with Espresso Joe's. A place to go get coffee of any kind, lattes, espressos, all of that, plus be able to buy the beans and have the equipment there to make your own, and they'll show you how to do it. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's, then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, and a walk-in humidor that is simply fabulous. All of this, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, again, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back after these messages with Mark Baird. And what's the next step after they get get several more counties into the State of Jefferson movement for the movement to have their own state? We'll be right back.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
There's nothing so sweet as the laughter of children, and yet statistics say 3,000 children a year are sold into child sex trafficking. Is this happening to our kids in Reading and surrounding areas? Sadly, the answer is yes. How can it be, and what can be done? On October 15th, there will be a Rotary-sponsored presentation at the Cascade Theater, and you need to attend. This rare appearance and presentation will be by Deepa Willingham. Mrs. Willingham is an international local expert who obtained her primary and secondary education under the stewardship of Mother Teresa. You'll learn how she's worked with at-risk children and educated them on the dangers of child sex trafficking. You have the opportunity to learn how you can make a difference. Write this date down, October 15th at the Cascade Theater. This is a great concern to all of us. Again, mark your calendars and please be at the Cascade Theater on October 15th. Be a part of spreading the awareness and let's keep the laughter in our children.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1416. It's 8:17 on this beautiful Friday. Currently 62 degrees. Couple announcements here. October 16th, if you're a fan of TEDx, the Reading TEDx is going to present on October 16th at 7 p.m. in the Market Street Promenade. They're going to focus on the power of a place, bringing a blank. Their talk's focused on the power of place. Does that make sense?
It does. When how they're going to do things with the new technology and all this kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Technology, and it's really interesting. It's a free event, so you can bring – they're going to talk under the stars, and this is, of course, down at the Market Street Promenade.
They get hundreds of people that come to these, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's a big thing.
For techies, it's really cool, too. Amos and Sherry Goldsberry will be hosting a Veterans Quilting Bee for the veterans at the Vets Hall in Yuba Street. That's on the 16th and 17th of October. And you really want to go that. I mean, I'd love to see people in the midst of quilting. It's really it's storytelling. So anyway, Jim Gibson sent this in, and of course we wanted to make that announcement. Again, that's the 16th and 17th of October at the Vets Hall for the Quilting Bees.
That's right, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. It now has it all. Dreyer's ice cream by the scoop. Also, over 1,000 cold drinks, including over 250 different kinds of beer. That's right, 250 different kinds of beer. Kyle goes out and he finds those select, you know, those micro brews that comes in here. If you've got from all over the world. So if you've got a taste for beer, there it is. Plus 350 liquor and wine choices. All of this at Mighty Fine Foods at $2.99 in Deschutes. And today's Friday, so it's barbecue day. So you can go down and get your barbecue for the weekend that you can watch the football game Saturday and Sunday by buying the barbecue today. They've got it all. It's a locally owned, locally run father-son store, Mighty Fine Foods, located at 299 in Deschutes Road right here in Bella Vista. Your one-stop shop for anything right there. All right, our guest is Mark Baird, who is one of the spokespeople for the state of Jefferson, and the time has come for 51 and all this. And the what he's been telling us is that they've been, by the number of voters, and they, even though they don't have to have voted, but by the number of voters who are signing these petitions, that are citizens, that want to see more autonomy coming back to them as opposed to giving it all to the government agencies. Good morning, Mark. Welcome back.
Morning, Carl.
You know, how many does this make then? How many counties does this make?
11.
When is the magic time where you go on down to Sacramento?
Well, we've had two attorneys that we're talking to, interviewing, who have won cases in front of the Supreme Court. And both of those attorneys are kind of funny, right? They're funny folks, but both of them, we asked them, well, what's the magic number to give us the political weight and the judicial weight that we need to prevail in the Supreme Court? And both of them, neither one of these guys have ever spoken, by the way, both of them said 12. Lawyers love the number 12, 12 jurors, 12 apostles, 12 months in the year. So they say with 12 counties, we have a very sufficient political weight of people and counties. We have counties that are actually going to be plaintiffs in the suit if the state of California ignores us. We have local governments that will be plaintiffs in the suit if California ignores us. And we have individuals who will be plaintiffs in our lawsuit, because if California ignores our petition for redress and to correct the representative ratio in this state, which is the worst representative ratio in the United States, four times worse than the next worst state, denying the people of California direct access to representation in their state legislature, then we will sue for dilution of vote and lack of representation. So we're hoping for a straight-up vote, and we're going to go down to Sacramento probably when the legislature reconvenes. We will submit the remaining declarations that we have not submitted to date for recording by the Secretary of State, the Assembly, and the Senate. And we're continuing to get declarations, by the way. That's not the end of it. We're going to keep going for as long as we possibly can. And then in January, we're going to submit legislation for state split.
Okay, so the legislators will, the Democrats up there, and probably in Republicans too, some of them, are going to ignore it, or they just are going to say go away. Then you say...
It will either give us a fair hearing, or
right,
they won't.
Or they won't.
And don't, we will sue them for dilution of vote. In fact, probably if we don't win, we're going to sue them for dilution of vote and lack of representation, because they certainly have an agenda. It is certainly within their interest. In fact, it's within the interest of the mainstream Republican Party to see that the people are not heard, because it destroys their power base and their money.
So the people that oppose the dissolution of the state into making it into two states or three states. The fact that the state of California is larger than, what, three or four different states back on the East Coast, or four or five different states on the East Coast. The people that oppose this are using as saying is that there will be no economic the economy will be horrible, that the trying to start a state in this time frame of the world is impossible, that, you know, they just one thing after another like that. What do you say to them?
I say that Ecclesiastes tells us that what was will be, what has been done will be done, and that there's nothing new under the sun. And it reminds me of a speech that Patrick Henry gave in 1775 to the Virginia House of Burgesses, where he said, "You say that we are weak, and the time is not now to fight. But when will we be stronger? Will we be stronger in a year, or will we be weaker in a year? The time is now. And in fact, if you listen carefully, the fight has already come." That's what I say. I say that history repeats itself constantly. Nothing this government is doing is new. They think they're smarter than the average bear, and quite frankly, they're not. They're simply repeating a doomed program in a failed set of circumstances, in a failed state. And we, the people, are saying it is enough, and the time has come for 51, and we are going to reclaim government with adequate representation for each and every county in a state with constitutional republic.
Okay, this movement that we look at here in California is not just here in California, is it?
No, it's really not. I mean, you know, people everywhere in the United States are waking up to the fact that they are now subjects of the government instead of having a representative government, which is our right. And I'm not saying constitutional right. We don't have constitutional rights. That's a misnomer. We have inalienable rights that are guaranteed by the Constitution. And what the government has done is they have taken away those constitutional guarantees to life, liberty, and property. And in fact, in this state, the governor has a bill on his desk that is going to make suicide legal. And so who decides? Who's in charge of that? And if murder is legal, what's illegal? In other words, if you justify the murder of some individuals in some circumstances, if you won't even protect their lives, how will you protect their liberty? And we say no to that.
I've read this somewhere in the opposition, because there's opposition here in town, or up here in Shasta County, that says if you don't, you know, if the representation isn't what you want, then you should elect new representatives. Do you think they've missed the point there?
Well, I mean, certainly that is a good point. If the representatives that you're stuck with now are not to your liking, you certainly should campaign for better. In fact, the Jefferson Movement is standing campaigns not only for state senate, but they're standing candidates for supervisorial districts where people refuse and won't listen. So, yeah, I absolutely agree with that. But here's our problem. One state senator cannot possibly adequately represent 1 million people. One assembly person who has to drive 9.5 hours just across his district cannot possibly represent adequately 500,000 people. And when you have one-third of the land mass of California represented by 6 representatives and two-thirds represented by 114, I don't care who you vote for, they won't have enough voice, and you won't have enough voice to even say how your tax money is spent. And taxation without representation, we had a pretty big fight about that in 1775.
You know, that was the point that I thought that people didn't understand when they said something like this. It makes no difference who, really, in fact, it makes no difference who you elect. But when you've only got one representative for, you know, for the whole, you know, like you said, six representatives, and I'm not sure who the six are. I know that you have our senator, you've got Gaines, you've got, and you've got Daly, who represent, mm-hmm. Up here in the district. But it does make they can be water walkers with the greatest ideas, and they can't get a bill out of committee unless the Democrats let them.
That's right.
Or they take that bill and make it their own and make their changes on it, which is even more infuriating, according to some of the people I talk to, about that. So, so this is going to go. This looks like it's got to go to the courts. I mean, I don't see the Democrats going, "Oh yeah, you know what? You guys are right." They're going to go poo-poo it. They're going to say, "Okay, we'll listen to you." Nah, it's not going to happen. So then you take it to court. Now, this is going to be a huge fight, and this has got to go all the way up to Supreme Court. Supreme Court says
probably will. But once again, now when you look at someone, for example, I believe it's Senator Levine from Marin County, and this guy is on the warpath about One Bay Area because he realizes that local government will be turned into regional government. He's a very staunch Democrat, and he's looking at the plans that they have for the Bay Area, where every community is going to be represented by a regional governance board who's not elected. They're appointed bureaucrats, and there will be no recourse for the people at all. And he's starting to say to himself, hey, wait a minute. That's not representation. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your party affiliation is. You should want adequate representation, and your constituents and your party members, even Democrat, Republican. I don't care. I'm not a member of any of those parties, but I want direct access to representation for my county. I want direct access to representation for myself.
You know, Mark,
this is an apolitical issue, really.
Well, yeah, and I believe it is too. We need to take a quick break. I want you to go back, and I didn't quite catch what you were talking about, what's happening in San Francisco.
Okay.
But I want you to go back and say that again about people being represented. I mean, that there's people being appointed to be the representatives and all these things. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Our guest is Mark Baird, and we're just getting an update, and we do this occasionally on the state of Jefferson, because when you look at it and you have 11 counties, 12 counties in, are going on the 12th county that have voted to become another state, to secede. I don't know if secede's the right word, but to break off and form their own state of whatever it will be. It seems to be there's a lot of people up here that feel the same way, that feel like there's the representation that we're getting is a problem, that no matter what kind of great ideas we have, where it's being voted on by people in South L.A. who don't know how we live, they have no concept of we're up here in fresh air and the kind of lives we live, yet we're having to pay and we're having to live for laws that make sense for them but not for us up here. It's 8:30 in the morning right here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John Bastiani started this business 6 years ago and has just made a huge success out of it for several reasons. One, customer service. He also has some of the finest gunsmithing in the whole area right there. He prides himself on having the types of guns, long guns, pistols, shotguns that his customers want, all the shooting accessories they want, optics, scopes, rangefinders, knives, holsters, gun cases, reloading equipment. He's got it all there. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give him a call, 222-8222, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tired of sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor? Frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor? Upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days times per week, Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buenaventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
Redding's Electric Utility, REU, is celebrating 94 years and honoring Public Power Week October 4th through 10th. Redding is one of more than 2,000 communities that own, operate, and govern their electric utility. Public Power provides reliable, cost-competitive electricity to more than 48 million Americans. Did you know REU's low rates save Redding approximately $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate REU and Public Power Week. Visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
For 45 years, the Redding Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReddingCivic.com or the box office to become a Redding Civic member.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. 64 degrees on this beautiful Friday morning. Our temperatures are calling for a high of 89, and tonight mostly clear with 64.
That's right, and it's 26 minutes until 9 o'clock, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop. I can't say enough about this place, the Cheers of Barbershop. If you have not been to Cypress Square Barbershop, you are missing out on just not only a great haircut, but a great time. That's right, man's last stronghold there. Man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans, and this is another great part to it. It's a veteran-owned business, a veteran-owned business. You want to support veterans. You want to support local businesses. You head on in to Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Okay, our guest is Mark Baird, who is one of the spokespeople for the State of Jefferson movement. And, you know, Mark, you were talking about something going on in San Francisco that I didn't catch completely, but did I understand right, is that they were going to have districts where people that were appointed were going to be their representatives, or I'm not sure. What did you say?
Well, they have their big One Bay Area plan, which is the regional.
Now, who's they? Who's for, they? Who's,
well, State of California is behind it. It's an Agenda 21 deal, but they have literally 9 Bay Area counties that are all part of this, quote, One Bay Area. And it's integrated regional management for all of their systems and, you know, transportation, water, things like that. And one state senator in Marin is extremely upset about that because he recognizes that his county will be targeted for some of these plans, and the people there don't want them. But this is a regional board. It's appointed, not elected. There is not going to be any recourse. They have public meetings where they ignore all the public input and then do whatever they want. And so people are starting to wake up, even on the left, that representation matters, that your direct access to representation is the key to Republican form of government.
You know, people talk about it. I'm getting seeing some stuff here in the chat room. People keep coming to the debates assuming that State of Jefferson just wants to divide the state and keep the same rules, same government model that California has, and do not consider that a smaller government will be less costly. What do you envision, and I guess maybe this is important for everybody, what do you and the other leadership of these of the State of Jefferson envision?
Well,
what's the state going to look like?
What we envision, and of course this will be up to our constitutional convention because we want people to be represented in the new government, we envision a much smaller government with a part-time legislature who works maybe 60 days a year. On odd years, they will pass a two-year budget. They won't have to do this every year. And on even years, they'll work on legislative matters. We can't imagine the need for 570 state agencies and literally 7,200 separate units of state government in order to govern a rural state where people want liberty. We imagine that people will have control over their own property because the government has no power to take property without due process from you. So we imagine constitutional republic the way the founders intended it to be, where you have the right to life, liberty, and property without interference from the government. We'll have responsible resource use, and which will open up the state, a friendly business environment, a friendly business regulatory environment, so that businesses who are now fleeing California with reckless abandon will simply move up the road an hour and plant themselves in the state of Jefferson. The productive people in California are leaving. They're leaving not because California is the best place on earth to live. They're leaving because neighboring states have better environment, not only for their money, but for their liberty. And what we hope to do is create a state where that situation exists in the state of Jefferson so that productive people will stay and contribute and participate in society.
Do you plan on having something like Environmental Protection Agency
state? First of all, there's a lot of duplication of effort here.
Right.
What we do propose to do is, if we do have Environmental Protection Office, I can't imagine it having the need to be an agency. For example, we will have a state engineer's office, which will have 5 or 10 people in it, instead of the 1,000 offices California has with 1,000 people each in them. You know, so if we do have an Environmental Protection Office, then we will keep the Fed's environmental protection people out, because there's no need to have two of those things and both of them working against one another.
How about a Department of Education?
We will have an Office of Education, but it's the county's responsibility to educate children locally. I mean, we will have advice when advice is asked for. But we're not, as a state, we're not going to stick our nose in everyone's business. You're the best one to say how you want your child educated. It worked in this country for literally centuries.
So you're going to push it down to the counties, where you'd have a county education office makes the standards?
I'm not sure it's pushing it down to the counties is the right way to look at it. I think every county has a board of education, and those boards of education are supported directly by the parents of the children in those schools. And so the state can have an office in order to help obtain textbooks, help standardize certain programs, give advice where advice is asked for, arbitrate in disputes where two counties can't settle those arguments themselves. But I don't think it's the duty of the state to tell your children what they should learn and what they shouldn't learn.
Plan on getting. Let me think of other things. Department of, you'd have a highway office?
No, we're going to have a state's engineer's office, so that if the county of Shasta needs to build something and they're not sure how to do it, the state's engineer can either facilitate the obtaining of federal grants or lend engineering advice or find engineering expertise that counties don't possess, or contribute in the way a county wants them to contribute. In other words, if you have a state senator for each and every county, and you can call that guy, your board of supervisors can call that guy and say, Joe, we need to overhaul this bridge. We're not sure how to do it, or we lack the equipment to do it, or we lack the expertise to do it. Can you get the state's engineer's office involved for us? And he says, sure, I'll get on that right away. And he calls the state engineer, and the state engineer calls whoever's responsible in your county for this particular project, and he says, what do you need in order to do what it is you're asking to do? Not, well, boy, I don't know if we can maybe get you the permits, or we'll see what we can do about that. His job will be to say, yes, sir, how can I help you accomplish that goal? What do you need from me? And I'll get right on it.
What about taxation in the state of Jefferson?
Taxation in the state of Jefferson is going to be from the bottom up. In other words, when you pay your property taxes, you will pay it to your county, and your county will send on that portion which the state rightly and fairly needs to operate. States do need a little money to operate. But it should not be a lever that the state uses to beat your county to death with unfunded mandates. In other words, Siskiyou County gives a dollar in property taxes to the state of California, and they get back 12 cents that they get to say how they spend it. Well, what we propose to do is your county will get the dollar, and they'll send the state 12 cents, and they will spend the rest of that money in the way they see fit.
Is there there's one of the questions here. How many people are necessary to provide an adequate tax base?
Well, we hope to have a state that has about 1.2 million people. That's our target goal. And that would not be the smallest state. It would not be the least populous state, and it certainly wouldn't be the poorest state. In fact, in the El Dorado County presentation to their board, the guy that owns the only remaining timber mill in El Dorado County stood up in front of the board, and they all knew who he was. I didn't know who he was. I'd never met him, but they knew. And he said, "Do you remember a day when timber receipts alone paid for the sheriff's department, the entire public works department, and the school system?" And they all said yes. And then he asked them, "How much did you get in timber receipts last year?" One of them looked back at him, and he was a little bit snide, and he said, "You know exactly how much we got because we got it from you." And he said, "Yeah, I do. You got $86,000. In Siskiyou County, timber receipts alone used to pay for the sheriff's department, the entire public works department, and the school system, and we had some of the best schools in California. And now, do you know what we get in timber receipts? Next to nothing. We hope to do is use the resources we have responsibly, and we will be not only profitable, but our economy will flourish.
The feds have all these laws, Mark. You know this. They come down and say, "No, you're not going to log this. You've got lawsuits going against you," because that's how they stop things, is people put lawsuits against people that want to log their own property. And I'm not talking about clear cutting. I'm just talking about a well thought out environmentally sound plan, and yet they still get lawsuits against them. Mm-hmm. What do you plan on doing about things like that?
Well, that one's actually an easy one, because most of these administrative lawsuits are sue and settle type of deals. An environmental agency sues the federal government under the EAJA. The federal government has to pay for their lawyers. They go in the back room, and the federal government settles with them without benefit of the people or the legislature, because they end up getting more power and more money out of fees, permits, fines, regulatory authority, and so on. So in our Constitution, it will be codified that administrative lawsuits must prove specific harm. In other words, you got to show me the body, you got to prove who killed it, and you got to prove they intended to do it criminally. And that's going to stop all of that sue and settle. And another thing we're going to do is we're going to take the money out of it. Being a lobbyist in the state of Jefferson will be illegal. And with direct representation between each county and their state legislature, it won't be necessary. You won't need a lobbyist if you can call your senator on the phone and he answers it.
Okay. And
so we're going to do that. We're also going to hold the feds to the letter of the 9th and 10th Amendment and to the letter of Article 1, Section 8. And if we have to, we will declare ourselves a sanctuary state. And we will then be able to do the things we need to do for our people. And look at it this way. The left does that all the time.
Wait a minute. Okay. We've got to take a break. I got to come back with this sanctuary state, okay? Hey, yeah, okay. We're talking to Mark Baird of the State of Jefferson spokesman. I've got lots more questions, and I'm sure other people do too. If you have a question for Mark, give us a call at 605-4567. And ask him, we've talked about taxation in this. I want to talk about this as a sanctuary state, where that to me is a bad word. Maybe because I don't understand the term, the reference you're going to use. But I also want to talk about the social services in the state of Jefferson, or whatever the state would be called. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
The sound of a delicious wine. The sound of community awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Join KCNR and Westside Wines on October 15th for Think Pink Day. Stop by between 5 and 7 p.m. at Westside Wines, located at 1872 Buenaventura Boulevard, where Linda Bott will be our celebrity host, pouring glasses of rosé to benefit our local Think Pink organization. Bottles of rosé will be 30% off, and a percentage of all the sales that night will be donated to Think Pink. Come join us, a great local business, and support this amazing cause. You can help us spread the word about the importance of early detection. Save the date, October 15th. For more information, call Westside Wines at 941-1890.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-County's banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Joan Armatrading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse. Joan Armatrading at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-123.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. We're giggling because it's Friday, and another thing that Linda just brought up here. It's like 11
images
minutes,
on Facebook.
Yeah, 11 minutes till 9 o'clock here. Hey, yeah, it's it's Columbus Day. I guess, you know, some people are off Monday. We're not off Monday. You know, we're going to be right here and talking about a lot of things. There's so many things to talk about that we didn't even get to today. You know, one of the three heroes that attacked the terrorist on the train in France. One of them went to Umpqua Community College and would have been there on campus when that shooting happened. The other one was just stabbed three times down in a fight outside a bar in Sacramento, and they've actually got it on tape where it looked like he was fighting somebody and somebody ran up behind him and stabbed him three times. Mm. So, I mean, but he looks like he'll be okay. But these are just things that are happening, plus all the other things that are happening in the world. But we're here with Mark Baird, who is one of the leaders and spokespeople for the state of Jefferson. And there's questions coming in, Mark. And this is kind of there's two or three things, and we've only got a few minutes left. But one of them is, who makes all these decisions? They're saying it sounds like two or three people have already made up their mind how this is going to work. But that's not the way it is, though, right?
Well, no, that's not the way it is. And it's funny, people ask me questions all the time. Well, how will it, you know, in other words, what our opponents like to say is, well, you don't have a plan. You don't have any idea how the state's going to work. Well, we have a very detailed plan of how we imagine the state's going to work. Because, once again, it is the Constitutional Convention composed of and by the people of the state of Jefferson that will have the final decision as to how this state works. Not me. I'm not the king of Jefferson. But we have to have some concept because people need a place where they can begin.
Need a framework.
Right, a framework. And that's all these ideas are. They're a framework.
Well, how do you get people from a constitutional convention? Okay, let's just say that, all right, these upper 12 counties or 15 counties become a new state, mm-hmm. or 16 counties, whatever it is. You have a constitution, and everybody thinks, oh, it's going to be they turn the lights off tomorrow. No, it's going to take – this takes a period of time, 2 years, whatever it takes as they transition. How do you pick the delegates for a constitutional convention out of this new state?
It's in the legislation already how this is done, and that would be we're going to have 50 delegates. There will be two from each county, and we imagine 20 counties. We're hoping for 20 counties. One will be elected by the people, and one will be elected by county governments who have signed declarations. If the county government of that county did not sign a declaration, they won't be part of the process, and the people will elect both of the representatives. So that's 40. then the 10 largest cities in the state of Jefferson will each be allowed to, by popular vote, elect one additional representative because large population centers need additional representation just because of their urban nature. So that's a total of 50. Those 50 people will be presented with a basic framework, much like the Virginia plan was presented to the Constitutional Convention. They didn't start from zero. So we will present a constitution that we think has some validity and some merit, and those delegates will be free to tear that apart, throw it away, start over, whatever it is they choose to do in order to come up with the final product. So it will be local governments and the people of Jefferson who come up with our constitution.
How do you plan on handling the social programs that and whether we like it or not, they're here? Especially the ones, maybe not so much for you're giving drugs to people, but for the homeless, mentally ill, especially the mentally ill programs. How do you plan on handling that?
Well, I think that behavioral health is probably really one of the mandatory programs that any state has to have. Obviously, mental health issues are huge. They're either drug-related, they're related to families who are dysfunctional, they're related to abusive families, so on and so forth. So we have to have those programs. And those programs will be provided for just like every other state in the union provides for them. A combination of state and county money, and it'll be dependent on what the people of a given county think their need is most. Some counties have more homeless than others. Some counties have more drug abuse than others. Some counties have more direct mental health issues. So there'll be a lot of county participation in that and state participation in order to try to find money and to target those areas where a county tells the state it needs the most help. Once again, bottom up on all of these decisions. And then other social programs will be dictated by the needs of the people in the state. You know, to me, there's a difference between helping someone get through a place in their life where they can get back on their own two feet and start contributing to society and simply paying for their living. And what we want to do is eliminate the latter and accentuate the former. We want to help people get through that place in their life where they're unable to provide for themselves so that they not only can provide for themselves, but they can also contribute to society. And the state of Utah has a pretty successful private welfare program, which I think bears more investigation.
State police?
I'm sorry?
State police have a state police agency?
No. The state of Utah.
No. Would you have a state police agency?
I don't think we need a state police. Personally, that's just my opinion. Once again, I'm not the king of Jefferson, but every single county sheriff is fully capable of patrolling his county. In fact, I asked the sheriff in Trinity County, I said, when you take the Highway Patrol's budget and you just divide it up evenly between every county just for the sake of simple arithmetic, would this county be better off with the services that Highway Patrol provides, or would you be better off as a law enforcement agent, as a law enforcement agency, with that money so you can strengthen your agency? And he said, no question in my mind, if we had that money, we could not only adequately police this county, but we could provide a much higher level of service with better equipment and better training and so on. And he said, look, it's not that Highway Patrol are bad people. They're not. And they help where their mandate allows them to help. But quite frankly, they rarely get off the main road. And we have to police the entire county. And we have to police it 24 hours a day. Now, mind you, that's coming from a sheriff who's been reduced to about 6 full-time deputies.
Yeah. Okay, we've got, about 3 minutes left. Mark, tell us where the State of Jefferson movement is going next.
We are going in the same direction that we've been going since September 3rd, 2013. We are getting declarations from as many counties as possible, and these are counties that want to have liberty. If you don't want liberty, we don't want you. So if you want liberty, we have a plan to restore liberty and representation to the North State. And we're going to get as many of those declarations as we can. We're continuing to get as many signatures, even in counties that are already in. They're still gathering signatures. January of 2016, we submit legislation to the state of California. If we are ignored or treated in an unconstitutional manner, we will sue for lack of representation and dilution of vote, and then we go to the Supreme Court.
Okay. Mark Baird, one of the spokespeople of the State of Jefferson Movement, has been on national TV and radio and magazines and all those other things for the last couple of years talking about this. They've gotten up to, that's kind of the royal we there, but you all have gotten 11 counties already or 12?
11 counties, the 12th is imminent, and we have one county that is in the ballot process for the June 2016 primary election, and we have active committees in a total of 20 counties.
Okay. All right. Mark, thanks a lot for being with us. We appreciate an update about what's happening and what the state of Jefferson is and ideas on how the state can run.
Thanks, Carl.
You
have
bet.
A good day.
All right. You know, what's interesting to me is because, frankly, we don't have enough representation up here that we have. No matter how good our guys are, it's still not enough to sway things. I mean, you know, we end up doing things based on a city dweller's idea of what a septic tank is. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's got to be a better way of doing it. And in any way you look at it, it's got to be. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican or an independent. I don't care. There's got to be a better way of doing it than it is now. Anyway.
Closer funny? Want something funny?
Yeah.
Okay. A cabbie picks up a nun. She goes into the cab and notices that very handsome cab driver won't stop staring at her. She asks him why he's staring. He replies, "I have a question to ask, but I don't want to offend you." She answers, "My son, you can't offend me. When you ask as old as I am and have been a nun as long as I have, you can get a chance to see or hear just about everything. Well, I've always had a fantasy to have a nun kiss me." She responds, "Well, let's see what we can do about that. Well, number one, you have to be single and you must be Catholic." The cab driver is very excited and says, "Yes, I'm single and Catholic." "Okay," the nun says, "pull into the next alley." The nun fulfills his fantasy with a kiss that would make somebody blush. But when they get back on the road, the cab driver starts crying. "My dear child, why are you crying? Forgive me, but I've sinned. I lied and I must confess. I'm married and I'm Jewish." The nun says, "That's okay. My name is Kevin and I'm going to a Halloween party." Great way to close our Fridays. Things aren't always as they seem.
Everybody, have a great weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on. We'll be back Monday morning. You know what? Have a good one, and be careful out there and treat each other well, all right?
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Yeah, which are you?
Kevin.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional.